Lady Christina said once to her husband, "So sad and silent is our home. No children's laughter ringing in our house. Since God did not bless us with our own children, let us help those who suffer miserable fate in the villages. Let us give them a home, and surely we will earn our grace of the Lord." The Lord agreed, for he too felt sad in their empty mansion. The children they took in, overjoyed to finally have someone to look after them, filled the halls and chambers with laughter. The mansion in Zaborsko became famous for raising excellent craftsmen. The girls from the mansion were much sought after by young farmers, for they made excellent housewives. Lady Christina was beloved by all of her wards. Then one day, as the lady was supervising the reconstruction of the church, tragedy struck. She looked up and froze in terror. On the ladder, leaning against the church roof, she saw her youngest ward, John, crying because he was afraid to go down. Lady Christina went up the ladder to help him, but she tripped on her dress and fell down. She only managed to whisper, "Bury me at the church," before drawing her last breath. Even though almost 200 years have passed, her solitary grave is always well kept and decorated with flowers. On All Souls Day, someone always lights candles. Who is taking care of the grave? The children of the lady's wards, perhaps.